Hi guys. I'm stretching. Oh my god. How was your weekend? How was your weekend? Yeah. How did you guys spend your weekend? For me, like, it was like this weekend like was really stressful. I had so many things keeping me busy, and yet I felt like I was not doing enough. I don't know why. I had to shoot this video for Ezekoko interview. I was staying up so late throughout this week, last week. I was staying up so late for no reason. I'm going to try to improve and sleep earlier this week because it's not healthy. I've also been trying to keep up with so many K-dramas. I'm currently watching Cheer Up. I'm watching Golden Spoon. Anyone I say I'm watching it, go and watch it because it's like dope. Any K-drama that's not like keeping my attention, I'll just drop it because like I have so many to keep up with. So, like if I mention, if I mention anyone, just so that it's like great because there are a lot, so I don't want to take up my time and then end up exhausting myself for something that is not worth it. I'm watching Cheer Up, I'm watching Golden Spoon, I haven't watched the last two episodes of Little Women as of now. I'm so exhausted, so I'm not going to really stress myself. I'll chill and probably watch it on Monday, you know? I'm just going to calm down because today I have a watch party. And I just don't want to stress myself trying to catch up to them. I'll take my time because one thing is for sure, you'll definitely finish it. It's just that I feel like I have to catch up on time to be able to just teach people on TikTok or like on Instagram about how it ended and everything. But anyhow, whenever I finish it, I'll let you guys know and we can discuss them. But for now, I'm avoiding my For You page because I don't want to see any spoilers. I already saw a spoiler on Little Women on my Instagram. That was fucking painful. Anyways, let's just go on. I'm watching Blind. Yeah, I'm still watching Blind. I am watching $1 Lawyer. That one is interesting. I don't really like lucky dramas, but this one has my attention a bit. I'm also seeing I haven't watched Glitch. It's out, but like all the episodes are out. And someone like reminded me when I was doing live on TikTok, and I was like, I'll see it. I'll watch that one when I'm done watching Little Women and catching up on other ones. When I'm done watching Little Women, then I'll watch Glitch. I'll finish watching Glitch and I'll go back to the rest of the dramas and see. I'm also watching, there's one more I've not mentioned, I'm sure. Okay, I'm also watching Gas Electronics. Like, it's nice, it's giving comedy, it's giving everything. I love it. And it's our guy from what's it called, the villain's brother. Yeah, I don't know how to put it. Yeah, you guys will get me. He's the main lead here and it's nice actually. It's giving. Which other one am I seeing currently? Okay, I think that's all that I can remember right now. Yeah, so you guys can check it out if you haven't. That's like a sign to show you that they are really good. And yes, our topic for like this episode, what we're talking about in this episode is, I'm just going to be helping you guys update your playlist. I'm going to tell you guys K-pop playlist that I, K-pop songs you should just have on your phone. Like, it's a must. You're not given a choice. You should have them. It is a must. So like, I'll be helping you guys update your playlist. You're welcome. You don't have to say thank you. You're welcome. Okay, and we know that the rose like they brought out a recent album, Heal. Oh my god, like if you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. Like it's literally a healing song. Like, you're just going to I almost cried listening to Childhood. Anyways, let's just get into where we're here. So I know I'm not the only one. Like, I know sometimes I know I'm not the only one, but like when I'm feeling like moody and just feeling sad or something like that, I just listen to K-pop. Like, literally listen to K-pop on my headset or my AirPods and just dance in my room. And my mood just like lighting up and I'll feel better. Like, there's just certain songs that you listen to and you just like, it shifts you to like this kind of happy mood. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way sometimes. So I'm just going to be listing those kind of songs that give me this serotonin, is that what they call it? That happy, this thing, chemical. I don't know, because I'm just going to listen to songs that give me this kind of happy mood and put me in a happy mood whenever I feel like I'm sad or whenever I'm feeling like moody. Feel free to pause and download or add the songs right up, alright? Yeah, just feel free to pause, go and search it up on whatever app you listen to. You can search it on Spotify or whatever and add it to your playlist. I was going to play the songs, like a little bit of the songs as I called the name. I was going to play it a little bit, but I don't know how copyright policy works on podcast for now, especially on Anchor and other. I don't know how it works, so I'm not going to take the risk. I'm just going to list out their names and the artists, and you guys can add them to your playlist and let me know what you think. Okay, number one. Okay, listen, I'm not ranking them, I'm just randomly calling. Right, so number one we have Darling by 17. Yeah, I listen to 17 a lot nowadays, but I don't really stand them, but their songs are actually like catchy. So this one on my list is Darling by 17. There's also Good Boy Gone Bad by Tomorrow and Together. I'm trying to be as audible as I can, and yet I don't want to also shout. I hate when I'm listening to a podcast and they're like screaming in my ears, so I'm trying to be considerate of other people too, please. Okay, there's also As if It's Your Last by Blackpink. P.S. when I was like putting this script together, because I listen to music when I walk, alright? I listen to me. When I was putting this list together for you guys, I kept adding more to the list. And maybe you think of a dope song that I didn't add. Then please text me on Instagram. I'm always open to like good music. If you think of a good like K-pop song that I didn't add, just let me know and I'll go and add it to my own playlist and listen. Yeah. Okay, another one is Left and Right by 17. Yeah, 17 songs are actually nice. I beg, like, they're dope, but like standing in another group is not on my list of to do or whatever to do right now. Maybe for now I'm like, nah, I'll just listen to your songs, but I won't like go deep into know you guys, like, please forgive me. Anyways, I love their songs, so I guess that's like a start. So Left and Right by 17. There's also My Universe by Coldplay and BTS. There's also that, I like that, baby, I like that. It's like that. Hey, yo. Sorry. Okay, there's also that by PSY and Sugar of BTS. Get that on your playlist if you haven't. There's also Zero O'Clock by BTS. There's also Take Me Down by The Rose. Oh my god. The Rose are literally like, after BTS, the next group, like, I would even want to stan or, like, oh, it's The Rose. Like, they are good. Please go listen to this one. If you've never listened to any of The Rose, like their songs, go and listen to this one, Take Me Down. Then decide if you want to stan them or like add them to your playlist or not. I think I remember this. Take Me Down. Take me down. Tears under my chin again. As I don't need to be on. I can't sing. You take me down. Okay, another one you can add to your playlist is Airplane Part 2 by BTS. Okay, another one is She's in the Rain by The Rose. She's in the rain. I think that's how it goes. It's nice, so please don't mind me. Go and listen to it. She's in the Rain. If you don't listen to The Rose, honestly, you're missing out. Alright, you are missing out. I don't like to talk about that, but you are missing out. For this one is a fact. Go and listen to them. Like, you love them. Another one is Spider by Hoshi. I think this is more of like a rap. I don't know. Just go listen to it. I really, really love any of these songs on this list. I love them. Another one. And I hate sharing my playlist too. I hate when I'm listening to a song like it's... this is me. This is my song. Like, someone else now, like, gets that info of my song and you're listening to it and enjoying the same song I enjoy. I feel jealous somehow. But anyways, I'm being generous now, so go and listen to it. feel free to like pause and go and download them before coming back to listen for more. All right. Another one we have is Illusion by Aespa. I'll spell it A-E-S-P-E. Aespa. Illusion. Another one we have is Knockdown by Zidnary. X-D-I-N-A-R-Y. Another one we have is Hot by 17. Go and listen to it. It's Hot by 17. There's another one we have is Jump by BTS. Yeah. Another one is Euphoria by BTS. Another one is Dynamite. Oh, who doesn't have this one on their playlist by BTS? So watch me bring the fire, send the night alive. Shining through the city with a little fucking sun. Light it up like dynamite. This is like it just puts you in a good mood. I'm like, ah, that kind of feeling. Anyways, this other one is Mome by J Park. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well, but Mome, M-O-M-M-A-E by J Park. Another one is All I Wanna Do by J Park. Another one, this one is by The Rose, Insomnia by The Rose. There's another one, XO Paper Cuts. I love this paper cuts. I love it. Another one is Sweet Nights by Taeyong of BTS. That's my boyfriend. Yeah, he's my man. You guys can listen to his song. Sweet Nights, Taeyong of BTS. Another one is on my list is To My Youth. And these songs might be sad, but to me, it just resonated to me. Some might be sad, but you know those kind of songs that are sad will have emotions and you're just jumping. And then when you cry, it just makes you feel better. You know, you can listen to it. And I don't know. That's to me. Anyways, if you don't have this on your playlist, you should add it. To My Youth by Bol 4. B-O-L 4. If you don't listen to BB, you should. Also, P.S. If you don't listen to BB, you should. Her songs are dope. Well, I think her first song I heard was from either 25, 21, or I don't know, from I'll Be Loved So Much. I can't really remember, but you get the point. Yeah, you get the point. If you're not listening to her, go listen to her songs. B-B-B-I-B-I. Don't worry, I'll give you some you can listen to. And if you do, text me on Instagram and let me know if you like them. So these are some of BB's songs. The Weeknd, it's by 88 Rising and BB. The Weeknd, that's the title. Another one you can listen to is Bad, Sad and Mad by BB. Another one you can listen to is Very Slowly by BB. I think this one was from 2521. Yeah, so just gonna listen to our songs. I could not remember the title of the one I heard in I'll Be Loved Summer. Oh my god, but her songs are really nice. Go and listen to them. Now if you're wondering, I didn't list like some of your favorite songs on BTS or whatever. I didn't list them because I like they're popular and like who doesn't have them? Who doesn't have Butter on their playlist? Like you get who doesn't have like For Me? All right, what was I trying to say? Sorry, let's just ignore me. Ignore that. You get who doesn't have those ones on those popular songs on their playlist? You should. That's why I didn't mention them. They are like obvious masterpieces and I don't really have to go into them and mention them because I trust you guys, you know, that everyone should have them. And that is all I have to say. If you were listening to the end, please, you would have just paused to download. Anyways, don't forget to add them to your playlist. You'll enjoy them. And I guess I'll see you guys next week. But before I go, on whatever platform you're listening to this on, okay, before I go, thank you for listening to me share my playlist with you. And staying to this end. Now, before I go, if you're listening to this on whatsoever platform, you're listening to this, Sandy Chicks K-Talk, please, could you give it a 5-star rating? It really, really helps. Thank you. Kamsahamnida. Okay, I guess that's all for today. Yeah. you guys better add them to your playlist and let me know what you think on Instagram, on TikTok. Just comment on any video or just like, hey Sandra, I listen to your podcast and I really liked the playlist you dropped. I updated mine and I really liked the song you recommended for me to listen to by BB. It's nice, you know. Sandra, I wasn't standing the rules before, but like, I love your songs now, thank you. Anyways, like, whatever, just whatever feels free with you or cool with you. And thank you for listening to this part. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.